So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So we're going to mix it up a little bit. And in today's podcast, we're just going to break it down into different sections, just roll with it, see what happens. And what it means is that we can pull out each bit of audio and end up with four different podcasts, which sounds really good. And also, because I've been so slack in actually doing podcasts, we thought what we would do is, in between CrossFit, which I've just completed, and having a shower, so I might whiff a bit, I figured, let's do the podcast there. Let's see how that goes. Let's see if that's going to force me into doing more podcasts. Because we get loads of emails and messages saying, I listened to your podcast. I liked this one or I didn't like that one or whatever. Right? And we need to do more of them, obviously. And that kind of drives me on to the first point, which is your job as a CEO or as a business owner or as a team leader or as a manager. But more as a business owner, an entrepreneur, as somebody who is running a business in some way, some shape, form or other. Not necessarily a team. But your number one job, as far as I'm concerned, your number one job should be to communicate. And so your level of communication will determine the level of success that you're going to have in your organization. So, for example, if you're not very good at going live and doing podcasting, like me, like this is our eighth year podcasting. And do you know what? Sometimes it's like, oh, I think we've said everything that needs to be said. And obviously we haven't. There's always more to be said. There's always news going on, isn't there? But our job should be to communicate. And the reason why you should be communicating, by the way, this is about communicating externally. We're also going to talk about communicating internally as well. But you should be communicating externally so that your customers can see you, your prospects can see you, your potential customers, for you to build up like likability, equity. Which is, you know, every time you go live, the more people watch you, the more people are either going to make it, well, they're going to make a decision on you, they're going to hate you, or they're going to love you. Either one is fine, as I've said so many times. If they love you, awesome, they're going to do business. If they hate you, awesome, they're never going to waste your time on a strategy session or talking to you even, right? They're just never going to waste that time. So either one of those is really good. But your job should be to communicate, and you should also be communicating the benefits of using your business, your service and your product, your benefits of having being a connection, your benefits of networking with the person doing the podcast. This is what your job should be as a CEO. And what happens is that most business owners, entrepreneurs, CEOs, call them whatever you want. I use CEO because it fits in a little box. What happens is most of them get into, oh, no, I need to send this email and now I need to do this website and now I need to dig this ditch and now I need to plumb or bricklay or plaster a wall, or I need to move some tenants in and move some tenants out. Whatever it happens to be, the CEO, the business owner, the entrepreneur ends up doing what I would call, and it's an awful term, but we would call it the grunt work, right? You can pay anyone with arms and legs, teach them how to bricklay and lay some bricks. Now, by the way, bricklayers, I doubt there are any bricklayers listening to this, but don't have a go. It's just an example. Like you can apportion certain tasks, certain people to get them off your desk. So like one of the things that we're doing in my business in order to communicate more is we're hiring content writers. And also we've got guest bloggers, but we've also got some content writers that are going to be writing some content for us based on our values and our principles and what's going on in the news and so on. So we're communicating facts and figures and information out there, and that will drive traffic back to the website. So it's not just about driving traffic back to the website. It's also about you building this likability equity that we talked about before. But most business owners get stuck in the business. And when you're getting stuck in a business, how on earth are you supposed to expand? How do you recruit people? How do you double your revenue if it's you doing all the delivery on all the work that you're doing? It's just really difficult to do. And so your job should be to communicate, make more sales, recruit more people and communicate even more. And you should be at the top of that tree in terms of communicating to your potential customers. And in fact, all you should be doing all day, every day is communicating. And the communication, like I say, isn't just about external me to, you know, potential customers. This is also about you communicating to your internal team. So like we've got a very strict structure in my business and we have content coordinators, and then below the content coordinators, we've got all the people that do all the work, right? So my communication normally, sometimes it goes to the workers, but normally it goes to the content coordinators. I make sure that they're all on the same page and they understand what we're doing and why we do certain things in a certain way. And then their job is then to communicate that over to the team members. And often the team members don't actually need to do it. Our team members are very, very good, by the way. But they don't need to know why we're doing a certain thing on a certain day and so on. They just need to do the work to the best of their ability and to do a very good job, which they do, by the way. We're very lucky to have such a talented team of video editors and graphic designers and copywriters and so on. But our content coordinators, my job should be to ensure that those content coordinators are all on the same sheet so they all understand what is Dan doing next. Why is he doing that, the crazy old fool? They need to understand what that is. Now, I'm also not saying that you should have to explain yourself to everybody, because most people won't get what you're doing, right? I do certain stuff and people are like, oh, that won't work. Want it? No, that won't work. Okay, watch. And there you go. It's worked. It's like, I don't have to explain myself to people, but in order to bring people along the journey, I do need to communicate what the plan is, why we're doing certain things. But I don't have to go all the way down that rabbit hole of explaining everything, because some of it is just like, just trust me on this. And that should scare you. It scares the hell out of me. Anyway, so if that's your job as a CEO, it's just communication all the way through. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.